Hi, welcome to the 2021 Hemingway's Summer Poetry Season. We really missed you guys last year. Joan and I were pretty heartbroken that we had to cancel that season. We were really looking forward to it. But, you know, something weird happened to the country. And somebody broke the country, so we had to not do that. So here we are, 2021. And really, we have to thank, and we can't thank enough, everybody at White Whale, and especially Anna, for really partnering with us and making this season a possibility. Otherwise, we most likely would not have been able to do this year either. So they really saved our season. Thank you all so much. As Anna mentioned, White Whale's been in the news this week. Support local booksellers, local businesses. We love them. They are intrinsic to the community in general and certainly to our particular literary community. So if you haven't been by White Whale, stop by, order a book. I'll be in there later this week. I have books to drop off. Thanks for coming out. I never know where to start these things. Joan just sort of throws me up in front of a microphone and I don't even have a microphone tonight. I'm trying to do my best Hemingway's. If you've got a beer, have a drink, enjoy, relax. So where to start? I'll start with Aretha Franklin, because everything should really start with Aretha Franklin. So Aretha Franklin, everybody probably knows, died in 2018. What else can you say about her and her career? But back in 1972, she decided to record a gospel record. So she and her band, she took her band to Los Angeles to, I want to make sure I get the full name of the church right, to the New Temple Missionary Baptist Church in LA with her old friend, the Reverend James Cleveland, and his choir, the Southern California Community Choir, to record Amazing Grace, which would go on to become her best-selling album and I think the best-selling gospel record of all time. No small feat. But while she went to make the record, she decided she was going to make a live album so she would have, you know, the congregation in the church and other folks as well to be the audience as the record was being made. So it's a live album. While she was recording it, the album, the making of the album was being filmed for a movie. That movie never came out. Well, it did come out, but it came out in 2019, a year after Aretha Franklin died, for various reasons, some technical, some personal, some monetary. But it finally made its way out in 2019, right before really the pandemic hit. You could see it, I think, in Squirrel Hill at the Manor. They were playing it for a very brief time, and I did not get to see it. A few nights ago, I finally got to see it, and it's an amazing film, as a film named Amazing Grace should be. If you haven't seen it, check it out. If you've never seen the record, or listen to the album, this one here, go check it out. It's an incredible, incredible piece of music, an incredible piece of art. But what brings me to bringing up Aretha Franklin tonight is because another artist, the Columbus, Ohio poet and essayist Hanif Abdurraqib, just put this book out recently. You can probably get it at White Whale Booksellers, at the bookstore. He has a short essay about Amazing Grace in here. In the essay, as anything by Abdurraqib, worth reading, wonderfully written, but he has this to say, and I'm gonna read a short paragraph. And here I say that I surely wept, though I did not know when my weeping began. It may have been in those early moments, Aretha walking briskly down the church aisle. It may have been in the middle, during the behind-the-scenes footage, when Aretha and the choir stumble and stumble until their stumbling becomes a synchronized sprint. It could have been during the footage of the second night, watching C.L. Franklin sit in the front row, watching his daughter, nervous and fixated. I just know that at some point, I touched my face and there were tears. In the small theater, through what light the screen blessed the room with, I saw white tissues and handkerchiefs dabbing the black faces in the audience as the film came to a close. And I realized then that this was yet another funeral. I was reminded once again that our grief decides when it is done with us. It's been a hell of a fucking year for everybody. If you're here tonight, I'm so glad you're here. You survived. We survived this together and apart at the same time. This year we have to do this series virtually, and hopefully next year we'll actually be in the room together. This is where we are. And this season is a celebration of that community and being together. And we are going to share a lot of joy, I think, this season, just to be together, even virtually. But the grief will continue. I know I can say that for myself. My grief is not done with me. I look to this series right now and to what we're doing as a way to work through that. I don't know if anybody else here is going to be doing it that way, but I do feel that this, as it has been in the past, is a healing endeavor. Whether you're on the side with me and Joan, putting it together, orchestrating it, or if you're reading, if you're one of our great readers, or if you're just a member of the audience. We've come together this year as we have to, apart but together. And I'm really looking forward to seeing you all next year, back in that tiny room with the sticky floor. But thank you for coming tonight. And I hope to see you again this way this season and pretty soon in person. I've missed everybody a lot. And with that, I'll turn it over to Ruba and the poets tonight. Thank you so much.